I feel like you've talked about bits of Neiman Marcus's history pretty regularly through this. While you were there, how did you educate yourself about Neiman's and what it had done?
Well, you read Stanley's books first and foremost. You would, again, because people had worked there for so long, that you sat down and did exactly what you were doing to me. You know, you ask questions, you have them tell you stories, you listen. When you first come into a company, like for the first year, I did nothing but listen. I mean, truly just listened. I didn't even really offer much. I'm sure people were probably like, well, this guy doesn't say anything. Because I was absorbing, I was kind of listening. So I'd have a point of reference when I did finally open my mouth, you know, kind of a thing. So you just absorb. You know, you're almost like a child in school. You were a sponge. You learned so much in the course of a day you had no idea just by listening to people talk. And remember, and storytelling was different. You actually took time to sit down and talk. I don't know how much of that's happening. You know, you're being barked at maybe, or you have your list of stuff you have to do. But to sit down and talk to somebody about something and learn about the company and learn about the people, that's the DNA of the brand. I mean, you know, if you don't know who you're working for, you don't know who you're working for, you don't even know how to talk, then like, what, you know, what am I supposed to be doing? But that's when you also had a lot of people that would share. Sharing's not something, you have to be confident in who you are and comfortable to share, because if you share too much, you might get something that I don't have, or you might get my job, or you might, you know what I'm saying. Sharing can be dangerous and scary to people that aren't comfortable and confident in what they can do.